The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this. Is this Tuesday or Wednesday? Wednesday already. Oh my goodness. 12th day of February 2020. I'm sorry. I must have missed very important political stuff. Did I watch the Democrat debate? No. I didn't. I hear Bernie won New Hampshire. Buttigieg come in second. Buttigieg, whatever his name is. Buttman. We just renamed him, at any rate. And some suggestion as to why Buttigieg is... oh, doggone it, I said his name right. Okay, now I've set the precedent. It's been suggested that Buttigieg, his ascension is due to some backing from some country in the Middle East. Oh, that wouldn't make sense, would it? To promote a liberal agenda to get the first homosexual guy in the White House where his husband, what do you call that, first man? First man? then we got Bernie Sanders. Yeah. Okay, the socialist or the homosexual. Which one do you want, Democrats? Make up your mind. Well, I hear that Mitt Romney might have a change of venue here. He'd be better off going over the Democrats that stopped making the people out in Utah so mad. But, of course, Mitt Romney is one of these greasy guys that they tolerate being around, that being the electorate. But when this guy starts making political moves, they just look at him and laugh. I can remember during the 2016 run-up to that election in Detroit at Ford Field, where the Lions play football, they were going to have this big to-do. Mitt Romney's in town, and this is Romney's backyard, by the way, where his daddy is from. They had all kinds of stuff ready to accommodate any size crowd. Well, there were a few rows of seats in one of the end zones and not too many occupants. And, you know, the people that out there that promote politicians that come up with their game plans, how do we make you look presidential? How are you going to do in the debates? What color tie are you wearing? You know, don't say this or lean on that. Or these guys are tasked with packaging these people for our consumption. Now, what if you got a guy that doesn't need any of these promo guys? What if you got a guy that gets out there and stumps for himself? Now, we got supposedly, by the way, Mike, how did the money bags to the billionaire from New York do at the New Hampshire primary? Give me the numbers, the breakdown on it. Obviously, I did not pay any attention to this last night. You know, the 5'6" wonder guy, Jewish fellow from New York that wants to get rid of all guns? Yeah, that guy. What? Well, put it on my screen. I can read it better than you. What? You don't see him at all in the results, Bloomberg? Not at all? Well, you know what he drew in Idaho? Nothing. Or, I'm sorry, the Iowa caucus. Nothing. Less than 1%. Now, here's a guy that's spent over $500 million so far. Now, who says you can buy votes in America? Unless you're well-pocketed and you're just the scum of the earth. You know, not all rich people are bad, but most assuredly, not all of them are good either. So this dog-faced boy, being a billionaire, multi-billionaire from New York, thinks that he's going to follow Trump. Did anybody send him the memo that Trump didn't buy his election? Somebody needs to save this guy some money so he can go off and do other non-eventful stuff. $500 million in climbing. And nobody is saying a damn thing to this guy. Amazing. And on the... here we go to the Northwest. If you like photographing political animals in a literal sense, Portland, Oregon is pretty much like the Serengeti, the National Geographic documentary cruise. Every few weeks, a right-wing organization of dubious provenance or an Antifa group will organize some kind of rally. The other group will show up because if the first group were allowed to hold a rally unmolested, the world might indeed collapse in on itself. Oh, gosh. Now, this all ends with people karate kicking and spraying noxious substances at each other, and there's always an independent journalist in the mix who ends up getting attacked, almost always by Antifa-related types. Now, either way, there's always some unsettling footage that comes out of these events, which feels as if it ought to be narrated by a gravitas mode David Attenborough. Now, you can almost hear the quintessentially English pipes of Sir David now. The one thing you will notice about these fights, of course, is the complete absence of police. Importantly, they seem to stay away from the brawl, letting the pack of hyenas try and chase the impala entirely unmolested. And the hyenas here, as you see, have their bricks and wallet chains out. History repeated itself Saturday as police refused to help a videographer who was being chased down by an Antifa mob. Now, let me stop and digress here for a second because, ladies and gentlemen, the Northwest is notorious for this. The police departments will not go after, and this is even before Antifa, that little creation, helped by George Soros and all of his billions, to create havoc in the streets. We've had this before. Bill Clinton was in office. And it had to do with trade. And there's old Billy out there in the Northwest, and he's trying to quiet the crowd and telling, no, you're going to have a voice. Yeah. You're going to have a voice like you're a village elder in our village of idiots. You know, it takes a village. And I remember seeing the video. Black-clad individuals, many of them wearing, and we weren't supposed to notice this, police-issue footwear. We weren't supposed to see that. But people were asking the police, why are you letting these guys smash windows? I remember a McDonald's getting its plate glass window smashed, mailboxes torn up, and whatever else, just creating havoc and damage on the streets. Police standing there doing absolutely nothing. Now, here, folks, that's still a crime. Now, it's a misdemeanor crime, I'm sure. I'm not a lawyer. But if you and I witness a crime, the police will be the first one to tell you that if you have knowledge of a crime, you don't report it. You're just as guilty as the guy or the woman that did the crime. So what is it if police stand there and witness a crime and don't do a damn thing? What is that called? I'm sorry? I didn't understand the word you just said.
Misprision of justice?
I'm not going there. Thank you for tying me up on that, on a word I didn't hear and I couldn't understand. All right. Remember, there's two panes of glass between us and a lot of insulation. Computer screen. Message. Okay. Any rate, they got a habit of doing this. Now, it's gotten to the point, folks, where they're saying in demonstrations, you remember what happened in Virginia? You know, weren't allowed to wear anything covering your face. That's the reason being, so all the cameras can catch your image and, you know, later use for nefarious or whatever purpose, and for other purposes, as the politicians like to say. So why not in the Northwest? Why not in Portland? People are wearing these masks because they don't want to be identified. Because once they're identified, then they can be pressed by people to the police going, why are you not doing something about this? So they let these guys traipse around in front of them, obviously cloaked, and do all their dastardly stuff, and cops don't do a damn thing. Committing crimes right in front of the cops, and the cops are doing nothing. Do you think it has something to do with the politics of Portland, Oregon? Yeah, you better believe it does. I was sad to see Jack Blood go out to Seattle, Washington. Not a place. That's where you go to die. That's where spirit goes to die. I don't look for Jack to be around much longer. I know he's not a happy camper. I get his messages from Facebook. Anyhow, back to the Portland deal. According to The Blaze, Nate Millsap, who runs a YouTube channel, Stumptown Matters, was there to document the clash between leftist groups, including Antifa and members of the Ku Klux Klan. Yeah. Who were slated to have a rally at the Montema County Courthouse. The KKK canceled that rally 3 hours before it was to happen, according to KOIN-TV, which should have been a victory for everybody. Instead of going home, however, Antifa stuck around. Portland police tweeted that lit flares are being thrown into the roadway near the Lonsdale Square and that a monument in the park was defaced by Antifa members. Okay, they're witnessing this. Did they arrest them? Evidently not. They also used metal-tipped umbrellas to poke people and chase them down in the street, according to a police news release. Now, KOIN reported a group of protesters pushed police while throwing oranges, glass bottles, tennis balls? Rocks, concrete batons. That's the softy Antifa. That's the one that is real soft. He throws tennis balls. It's still symbolic that he's throwing something at somebody, but it's a tennis ball. Whew. Oh, but then the more serious ones threw rocks, concrete, batons, cans, and mudded officers and other people. Now, folks, I don't know where you come from, but if you go up in a crowd and you assault a police officer, guess what happens to you? You get the obligatory beat down, cuffed, and you're hauled off. Not these guys. Mm-mm. Millsap said Antifa members had concealed objects or weapons in their hands when he encountered them. He told The Blaze he saw one of them approaching me while shaking a can of pepper spray. I want to know part of whatever intentions they had for me. I immediately abandoned my camera duties and sprinted to safety. Now, this is I'm not going to play the video because it's visual, folks. And yeah. Millsap took refuge with police officers and riot gear at the city's Justice Center, but Antifa members continued to pursue him, calling him a biatch. What did police say? You better come up with a different plan, like maybe go somewhere else, dude, one officer told him. We're not going to run out of here and save you. Whoa. To protect and serve. Thank you, officer. Millsap then explained the situation of the police. I'm just telling you, that ain't going to happen again, so you better go probably find somewhere else. Okay, the officer said again.
Well, Millsap eventually would escape both the police and the anti-fascist. The police bureau said in a news release that officers did not use force against anyone during this event. If that was supposed to be a brag, it probably shouldn't have been. A small group of actions negatively impacted public safety of the entire city because resources had to be diverted to this event. That's according to the Portland Police Bureau Chief Jamie Resch. Unfortunately, a group of people chose to engage in dangerous, illegal behavior. I appreciate the thoughtful, measured response by our officers and law enforcement. Did you catch that? I appreciate the thoughtful, measured response by our officers and law enforcement partners. That reads, we didn't do a damn thing. The very measured response demonstrated in the video, which you can see on republicbroadcasting.org, by the way, drew the attention of Andy, and this guy always had a problem with his last name. It's NGO, and the American version of this is Andy No. There's some subtle, as you said, Mike, little, yeah, I'm not going to try that. Okay, we'll just call him Mr. No. Inarguably the highest profile independent journalist covering the Portland Antifa beat. Now, after asking Portland police for a comment on the officer's decision not to defend Millsap's right to document a public protest, he said he received an email back saying, just because an arrest is not made on the spot, it does not mean that the arrest won't be made in the future. A statement that somehow manages to miss the point and yet totally on brand for Portland officialdom. So you let a bunch of thugs run around, all dressed in black with masks on. You can't identify them. So if you don't arrest them when you witness a crime, that somehow you're going to arrest them at a later date? How's that? Do you have a crystal ball? We're not going to come out and save you, Portland police tells a videographer who ran to them for help after being pursued in an aggressive mob. This is Andy No speaking now. This would almost be funny if it were not so serious. This is ostensibly a group of mass thugs out of the warriors who have cloaked their ideology in politics and managed to be believed by some. Keep in mind there were no Klansmen out on the street of Portland for the Antifa to oppose. There wasn't any catalyst for this violence. All the black-clad hooligans here have gotten into their Priuses, removed their bandanas, turned around, hummed the Internationale to themselves on the way home, and then binge-watched old Henry Rollins' spoken word videos on YouTube. Instead, what they did was, well, all of this, and certainly more, Portland doesn't have any sort of substantive control over Antifa. And it proved this repeatedly. No himself is the most high-profile victim, having been brutally attacked on camera last June. Now, point of all this is, folks, there are still, and whoever is directing these people, that these groups of somehow not Antifa are something other than Antifa, and they are what? And they're who? Neo-Nazis, KKK. You know, this stuff is wearing a little bit thin. Because that was suggested was going to happen in Virginia. The armed march on the Capitol in Virginia. That all the neo-Nazis and the KKK and extremists are going to show up and there's going to be utter chaos and death. I will repeat this again. There's no conservative groups out there that are doing anything of the like. Again, we want law and order by way of the Constitution, protecting our rights. Good guys are not messed with and bad guys go to jail. Is this so hard to understand?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand.
While conservatives with real pertinent information, fact-based stories are being purged from YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, comes this little bit of information. After purging popular right-wingers, YouTube starts funding, you ready for it? The Young Turks. Now, before I get into this, I want to play you the TYT Academy, they're calling it, the TYT Academy launch. And you're going to be amazed, folks. Now, a bunch of people, Alex got banned for hate speech because he called a drag queen festival an abomination for incorporating children. But the Young Turks post Hassan Piker praises Al-Qaeda and says America deserved 9/11. Okay. Here is the video.
Hi, everybody. It's Cenk, and welcome to TYT Academy.
Cenk Uygur.
I hope that the Young Turks are known for speaking truth to power and getting to the core of national stories that affect people every day. And we do that primarily through the power of digital media. Local news has almost no digital video presence. Today, local news videos online are just chopped up clips from local TV news broadcasts that are posted online without much consideration for the specific demands of the digital ecosystem.
Whatever
just
that
as
means.
Anna and I cover news at the national level, we believe there are smart, passionate people who can do what we do at their local level. Now, to that effect, we started the TYT Academy to give you the tools to make local news great. TYT Academy is a two-track program, one track for journalism and the other for digital video production and publishing, to train you to cover local news effectively and grow your presence through social media and collaborations with other news outlets.
Now you see where you're being pushed, to social media. What does that tell you about the flavor and production and the the political viewpoint? Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure all the Young Turks, all that stuff, and anybody that comes out of their academy is going to be posted on YouTube without question. I am sure. They're trying to legitimize this. Really, Cenk Uygur is a journalist? I don't claim to be a journalist, folks. He does. And his wife or his girlfriend, and exactly who is that foul-mouthed woman? I'm embarrassed. I actually feel bad for Uygur. He doesn't use as much profanity as his beehived female companion that always sits to his left. But I'm embarrassed. She's got a mouth on her like an old drunken sailor. Sorry, Cenk, I didn't mean to interrupt your heartfelt pitch.
TYT Academy is excited to help remake local news with a new generation of journalists, anchors, reporters, analysts, movie reviewers, food and restaurant reviewers, sports commentators, and political commentators. Future colleagues, we look forward to changing local news with you.
What they're basically describing, it's a startup propaganda mechanism. That's what this is. Google-owned YouTube responded to Donald Trump's election by carrying out a massive purge of many of the top right-wing voices on the internet, from old AJ to Red Ice, and changed their algorithms to suppress all our alternative media in the name of fighting nebulously defined hate. See what they're going to be doing, the Young Turks? They're going to be preaching a lot of love and a lot of socialism and communism, but we're going to do that with a big kiss. Be proud. On Tuesday, Axios revealed that they're going to start funding the leftists at the Young Turks with investments in the mid-six-figure range. And this is from Axios, and I'm quoting them. The Young Turks, one of the largest progressive, well, thank you for admitting that. Now, explain what progressive is. Communist. Digital publishers on YouTube is receiving funding from Google-owned YouTube to launch an online course called TYT Academy that focuses on the creation of digital-first local news. Sources say the investment is in the mid-six-figure range. Why it matters? The investment is part of YouTube's $25 million commitment to news efforts, which is part of the $300 million Google News initiative that was announced in 2018. I missed that one. $300 million. So if you're really serious about this, why would you throw off people that want to get to the truth and put that out there? I'm mystified here. The new class features two-track video series, each containing 8 videos. Users will take a short quiz along the way and must pass a final exam after completing each track to earn a TYT Academy certificate. Wow, I'm going to get a gold star from Cenk Uygur. Whoa, where do I sign up? You know, six figures, mid-six figures, if that's $500,000, guess what? They make $31,250 a video. Sounds more like a payoff than an investment, doesn't it, folks? We'll be back.
To get excited.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me, and what has come to be. Been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy.
Oh, get me back to a sane world. Well, it's happening incrementally. You have to squint your eyes real hard to see it sometimes, but it is happening, folks. And the reason why it doesn't get more traction is because there's not an honest media in this country. And they do form public opinion now, don't they? Okay, you can do it in a couple of different ways. You can lie through your teeth. MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC. You get the idea. So it stands to reason why news like this is not covered on the controlled media. And it is 100% controlled. They keep Tucker Carlson around as kind of like that pressure relief valve on that pressure cooker. You know, you want pressure in that pressure cooker, but you don't want it too high that it blows your kitchen half out on the street in front of your house. Now, you got to keep some pressure, but you got that little valve, and if the pressure gets too great, it's a relief. So people that watch Fox News, if they come in on Tucker Carlson and never seen anything else, they're going to pretty much imagine that, well, this is the conservative network. See, we used to call it just reporting the news, folks. Now it's got either got to be lefty or conservative. News? No. It's propaganda. It's what it is. Well, the little people out there, this is what I've been harping on. The little people out there, you know, we the people, we are the government, are pushing back and demanding change. The Ohio State Senate unanimously passed a bill that would, among other provisions, ban free speech zones on the state college campuses. Ohio Senate Bill 40 on the Forming Open and Robust University Minds Act. Wow, what a title. Forming Open and Robust University Minds Act. We got to pass a bill to have open dialogue on college campuses now? I guess so. This was introduced by State Senators Andrew Brenner and Rob McCauley, both Republicans. The bill came as campus reform has reported on multiple schools banning or otherwise charging exorbitant security fees for conservative speakers to visit not only college campuses in Ohio, but across the country, says National Ramifications. The legislation, if signed into law, would ban free speech zones, prevent colleges from prohibiting non-commercial expressive activity, as well as preventing colleges from imposing security fees based on content of their expression, the content of their expression of their invited guest, or the anticipated reaction of an invited guest expression. The bill would also prevent colleges from creating free speech zones or designating other outdoor areas of campuses where expressive activities are prohibited. Columbus Dispatch chimed in on this one, saying, in seeing what was going on in other states and other universities throughout the United States, we felt the bill was needed to be brought here to Ohio so we can protect freedom of speech for students on campus. David Jackson of the Ohio Chapter of American Association of University Professors opposed the bill. He says there is a substantial difference between banning the idea of disallowing a controversial speaker that would cause massive disruption and create crowds that campus police could not control. Jackson told the Dispatch, well, you know, I mean, why don't you just do the Kent State thing? Get the National Guard out there. People get too unruly. Just start shooting them down. What the hell? James Smith, chairman of the Ohio State University Young Americans for Freedom, says, I admire Representative Brenner's continued fight for institutional reform affecting the way speakers are and sometimes aren't allowed to speak on Ohio college campuses. I believe forum is a step in the right direction for Ohio educational policy and will, if passed, help to make college campuses more of a marketplace for ideas and less dominated by leftist groupthink. Yeah, that's a mouthful.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, what?
No?
No,
you wanted to take them, so I have to recall that question.
Is your mic open in there? Are you sure? Then why am I hearing you in my headset? I shouldn't be hearing you in my headset. See, the microphone's on this side of the glass, not on that side.
You can probably hear me yelling at you through the mic.
Okay, Foghorn Leghorn, this is the first time that's ever happened. Usually that's Tom that does that. Okay. I'm just saying I can hear you like I've never. Now, speak louder. Gee, I think that was it, Mike. Oh, man. Well, now, folks, what to make out of this one? It's a good thing, but Donald Trump, again, is the political target. The Senate passes war powers measure. Okay. The war powers measure. What could that possibly be about? A little history reminder here, folks. It used to be in this country, and I do believe it was George Bush Jr. I could be in error here. Not saying 100%. But He gave himself express privilege and purpose for declaring war on anybody anywhere on this planet. Oh, by declaring them a state-sponsored terrorist, you know, or whatever. And then we can go shoot them up, bang, bang, go blow them up, kill civilians, kids, steal their oil. Hey, it doesn't matter. Congress? We don't need no stinking Congress. Well, the Senate passes war powers measure. The U.S. Senate voted today to advance a war powers resolution which would permit President Donald Trump's, I'm sorry, limit President Donald Trump's ability to use military action against Iran without approval from Congress. Oh, we're just going to do it on Iran. Oh, I get it. The vote was bipartisan, 51 to 45, with 8 Republicans voting with Democrats. The 8 Republicans in favor of the resolution, including Utah Senator Mike Lee, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, Maine Senator Susan Collins, Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander, Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy, Kansas Senator Jerry Moran, and Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski, and Indiana Senator Todd Young. Now, we should not be at war with Iran unless Congress votes to authorize such a war. Why are they just picking out Iran here? It used to be our way of policy and doing business here in this country, and along them, the hell's the name of that document? I keep forgetting. They don't use it very often. So, oh, that's right, the Constitution. While the president does and must always have the ability to defend the United States from imminent attack, the executive power to initiate war stops there. An offensive war requires congressional debate and a vote. This should not be a controversial proposition. Well, I got news for you. It never was, Mr. Tim Kaine. That was Virginia Democrat saying this. An offensive war requires congressional debate and vote. So one time I think I agreed with Senator Kaine here. See, this was a process, folks, you know, open. Have an open government, to have our elected representatives on the House floor debating such a serious thing as war. It was within the purview of that Congress, and it always had been until we got Georgie Porgy that didn't see an area of this world that he thought he couldn't go blow up if he just said terrorist. I am just amazed. It is like they think we don't have any memory at all. We've never looked at the Constitution. We don't know what the hell it is, and we've got to depend on you fine folks, you politicos, to tell us what's constitutional and what isn't. Well, that's obviously you don't know one from the other. We Americans have been sitting here watching you for a long time. I don't think we need any help with that.
Yeah, Tom, Florida.
There it comes again. Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom.
Good day to you, John. I just want to ask you, John, what do you think is going to happen with this juicy, pussy mullet? Is he going to be found guilty, or what's the charge they're going to bring up on him now? Because I'm just wondering, John, if one American would have got murdered in a race riot because of his juicy pussy mullet, who knows what this could have ended up being? But now he owes, according to Chicago, and they want like $155,000 for all the money they had to put out.
Okay, yeah, you asked me. Okay, hold on, Tom, hold on a second. You ask me what my opinion is, and then you pontificate, and I don't have a problem with that. But why don't you save your question to after your statement about your subject matter? Because I'm sitting here thinking, okay, where do I pop in to answer his question?
I'm sorry, John. Go ahead.
Thank you. What do I think about the Jussie Smollett thing? I think the guy should go to jail. I think the people in the prosecution, their offices in Chicago, should at least, at the very least, be relieved of duty, and if not, maybe brought in on charges themselves. See, the one deterrent, and law enforcement will tell you this, that sometimes they take action that, well, they really regretted doing, but we have to send a message. Tom, what was the message that they sent out when this guy, and the media was complicit in the part of the cover-up by not reporting the salient facts about this case, turns out that this guy was just an actor, a homosexual, hated Trump, and he thought he was going to do some street theater, up to and including throwing bleach on me and putting a rope around my neck. Yeah. Now, the guy lied. He flat-out lied. This fiasco was then got into their political mill, went to law enforcement. Now, Tom, if you or I did that, what do you think would have happened to you? Or what do you think would have happened to me?
You'd be put in jail immediately, probably for a 10-year sentence, or me. The lady, Kim Fox, the one that let him off, she should be doing a 10-year sentence. And all the other people in that Chicago court should be doing that. Kim Fox and all the other ones should be doing 10-year sentences. And it's disgusting. It really is disgusting. I mean, these demon rats and fake news media are always blaming everything on racism. There's no race. The racism is against white people. The white people are not committing the racism. You got Doomberg, Michael Doomberg, with this videotape, throwing him against the wall because of Frisk. Now, if Trump would have had that video, they would have destroyed Trump like at no end. But since he's now a Democrat, he used to be a Republican, Democrat, Republican, Republican, Democrat. This guy, schmuck, who's got billions of dollars, gets away with this nonsense. You got Soros pumping up all this money to all these Antifa and these Black Lives Matter to Soros. Nobody's arrested that pig. I mean, it's just amazing what's happening in our country, and nobody's being arrested. We haven't heard a damn word about Molly Tibbetts' case. That was supposed to be tried already, and now they're postponing that because of an illegal alien said he was sleepy, and he don't remember now that kind after he they found him.
Tommy, and equal justice for all. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There is, when it comes to white people, there's no justice, John.
Well, and
everything on white.
Yeah, and Tom, they have baited us and baited us and baited us and baited us. And we haven't succumbed to that temptation to get into this black-white argument with them. This is what they needed, fuel for their fire, and guess what we didn't give them? We didn't give them any fuel for their fire. It takes two to tango, doesn't it? Well, the music can play and they can stand there and dance by themselves.
Well, you know, there you go, John. You know, John, one more thing, and I'll let you go on this subject. Have you heard about this new thing called the rape of the two Corys?
No.
Okay. You haven't heard about that yet?
No.
Well, there's a video, this guy, Corey, this young, well, you're not a young guy, he's an old man now. Corey Feldman has got a video, and he wants you to pay $20 to watch his video so he can expose Hollywood. Have you heard about that?
No.
Okay. The two Corys are Corey Feldman and Corey Ham. When they were young kids, they said the dark angels of Hollywood were raping the hell out of them and other kids.
Yeah.
And now the kid's got a video out. You can punch it up on your Breitbart or one of the news outlets. And now he wants to charge you $20. He said it's only a one-time deal because if he shows him more than that, he said he's got 24-hour security around him 7 days a week. He can't go even out of his house without like three or four bodyguards right there with him. You haven't heard about that?
No.
Okay, well, he's trying to expose
Tom, if you ask me one more time if I heard about it and you make me say more than three times, I'm going to get angry at you. No, I have not heard of it.
Okay, well, John, it just came out today, actually.
Okay, well, then that's probably why I missed it. I'm thinking, gosh, cheese is sliding off my cracker, the world's still turning, and I'm standing still. But I will say this. That, yeah, I'd seen and I'd read the articles and I'd listened to their interviews about the predatory people in Hollywood that took advantage of them, of which I have no doubt. If you're asking me what I think about $20 to watch their video, well, it doesn't sound to me like being an actor in Hollywood, they're getting many contract offers. I don't think they even have an agent. So if you're asking me what do I think about them charging $20, I would much prefer that they give the video out there for free and just go to, I don't know, crowdfund or whatever that's called. What is it?
Yeah.
Boy, you're not any help today, are you? Take the day off.
Yeah.
Don't you dare. At any rate, coming up on break here, I got to let you go.
Okay, John, have a great day.
I appreciate it. Okay. Well, I'm waiting for the music. Well, time has no meaning here. We're timeless. There it is. See, I knew it was coming without even looking at the clock. It's the clock in my head. Land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is. Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the guru and the trailer and the full course dress. We got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Trying to read my caller screen, and whoever was there is now gone. All right. The phone lines are open, by the way, 800-313-9443. And I just lost the story that I was going to do. Oh, well, thank you very much. Okay, let's switch over to this one. All right, Chicago. Chicago, Chicago, my kind of town. Well, unless you're a communist or a socialist or you're a gangland member or, you know, you're descendant of, the Genovese crime family. Global warming. And when I read the story, I thought, okay, here the cash is going to start flowing and it's going to be used for what? Well, anything but its intended purposes, because Chicago's broke. Global warming blamed for evaporating Great Lakes. Now blamed for high water levels in Chicago's climate emergency. What we're seeing in global warming is the evaporation of our Great Lakes. That was Illinois Senator Dick Durbin in 2013 when Lake Michigan was at a record low. You can find plenty of claims to the same effect from the time. Nobel Prize winner Al Gore chimed in around then too, saying climate change was driving Great Lake levels down by causing evaporation. But that was then, and this is now. So now, citing catastrophic lakefront erosion from high water, Chicago just declared a climate emergency. It's radical and it's reproduced in full. Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Is that a real name? Lightfoot. Lori Lightfoot. And Durbin want the federal government to help Chicago pay for damage to its shoreline. Lightfoot's accompanying statement is reproduced, and you'll be relieved to know that she's putting equity at the center of it all. Given that Lightfoot hasn't exactly been friendly to Trump, you might be concerned about what reception her request for federal aid is going to get. Per the Chicago Tribune, Lightfoot acknowledged some concern, of course, that President Donald Trump won't see the urgency in sending help to Chicago, a city he has treated as a public antagonist for years to combat climate change, an issue he hasn't deemed a high priority. I've been a public antagonist for years on Chicago, too. One of the most corrupt cities in this country. I said one of. Not just the. No. There are cities that beat them hands down, but the amount of corruption in Chicago, it's been there for years, folks. Years. Why, yes, I'd have some concern, too, of course. She called Trump's visit to Chicago insulting, ignorant buffoonery. And since sustainability is emphasized in Lightfoot's statement, I also have some concern about sustainability of claims about the causes of the Great Lake water fluctuations. I confess to being old enough to remember exceptionally high lake levels in the late 70s when global cooling was blamed. Going back much further, levels were way up where today's Ridge Road is the northern suburbs, which created the ridge. At any rate, got a break coming up here. Second hour coming up. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. You know, I lived on the Great Lakes. I lived at Sandusky Bay. And I can remember high water levels and low water levels. And you know what it was due to? The Corps of Engineers regulating the water levels in the lakes for shipping purposes. Had nothing to do with glacier melt or evaporation. Go check with them first before you write another story. We'll be back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store
or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.